NAGYU. This is NABLC. That's much better.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. This is the roof-mounted one. The other thing that I had, it's one that I made out of a coat hanger and a piece of tin. And I instructed the guys on how to make one from nothing. And I got a coat hanger, a piece of I don't know, some junky coax I had. I think it's 75-ohm coax. And I whipped this thing together in about 15 minutes, put a reverse fitting on it, and, there's four guys, and they was amazed. They said, that's working? I said, occasionally it works. The SWR is okay, but it's not nothing to brag about, and it takes whatever I can put into it. But there's no reflector. It's not like you got it mounted on your car where you're using the whole vehicle as part of the antenna to reflect your signal. So it's on a piece of tin 4 inches by, I think it was 6 inches. And I just drilled a hole in the middle and put the fitting on and a coat hanger, and away we went. So it works occasionally, but I should just take it down, throw it in the trash. But in an emergency, it's fine.
Well, I had some guy get on, and he says that the problem was you weren't hitting the repeater well enough. So, maybe that was it.
Oh, absolutely. That was it. I mean, I was running a half a watt on that. I don't want to push the power on it. I was just on my little HT. And I just leave that set up in the garage. So, it does half watt, 1 watt, and I think 4 watts or something like that. So it's a baby. But it works occasionally.
Well, first got on, I could hear you okay. There was a lot of noise, but then you just kept dropping off and on, and it was just all noise, and it's like, well, I lost you.
Yeah, well, this one works a little better. This is the 9700, I'm sorry. And this thing is on this band, I think it's 100 watts it's capable of, and I usually run it. Well, right now it's running 4 watts, so, and then it goes to the 440 band, and that runs 80 watts, I think, something like that at maximum power. So it's a fun radio. It's a good toy, but there's so much to learn on this thing. You touch a button and everything changes, or you touch a button and you're on a different band that you wasn't planning on, and things start flickering and going nuts on you, and you go, what did I do? What did I hit? And it's like, well, once you get old, anything is a gimme. I'll figure it out one of these years.
Yeah, I'm getting to learn my radio, too. And the more I learn about it, the more I love it. And I realized when I first brought it home, I was so intimidated by it that I didn't even touch it for a week. I was just looking at the manual, and then going through the manual, you just keep getting more and more overwhelmed. But just jumped in and started using it, and the more I learn about it, the more I like it. And then it starts sticking with you. But I'm with you. If you push a button and hold it too long, it'll do something entirely different. And, oh, my gosh, it's something else. And then my husband's got the mobile out in the truck. And then, and then everything's different out there. And it's like, I don't know how to make this thing work. So, trying to learn two radios at once is a little daunting. But I'm getting there, and I'm having a ball. Let me tell you, I love HF.
Well, that's good. I don't know if I could even hear you on HF. We're so close. I would imagine I could, but it's HF is not a good thing when you're, 12 miles apart probably, maybe 14 at max. it gets a little nuts when you get close. You know, 50 miles, 75 miles, like in the mornings when I'm on with the guys on, what is it, 7.258. Most of them guys are in the Upper Peninsula, coming down through Bay City, stuff like that. Beautiful coffees, no problem at all. You know, you could chit-chat for a couple hours in the morning, and then they just gradually start disappearing. Right now, I think, I don't know if they're even on right now, but the nets are on. You know, you got three nets that are been around there for 100 years, I guess, you know. 7.251 is the Southern Boys. That's South Cars. And no charge to get on it and talk to them. But they're all down south, basically. So if you ain't got an amplifier, you ain't going to get nowhere hardly. A couple of them say, yeah, I'm only running 100 watts. And you look at their signal, and they're 20 over 9. That'll be the day. And then you got the E-Cars. That's another group, 7.255. That's the one I choose to and am a paid member of. And then you go to 7.258, and that's all the guys up north. And I mean, there's other guys on it, but the northern guys seem to, Joe has been on it since it was thought up, I guess. And he's in the tip of the Upper Peninsula as far as you can get. And he's got parrots, and his parrots sit on his shoulder, and they will talk. And they, you know, when they've got to know.